It's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrillion.
Oh, hello, listeners. Welcome to another one of these. Fuck that music. I'm done. I was trying to do it slow, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm done. In case you can't tell, I have a cold. So we're going to do our best to do our duty to God and our country, to help other people, and to obey the law of the pack. Today we're talking about Shelley. Not Mary Shelley so much as A.I. Shelley. So what is Shelley? Shelley is about a year old at this point, and is a project that somebody did. Let me read you the description. Well, when you go to About, this is very obnoxious, because you go to the About, and it's got a timeline, and it's like, 2,000 years ago, the beginning of everything, the mysterious origin of Halloween traditions, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, okay. 1,000 years ago, first signs of artificial intelligence, and it's like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay, that'll be good. So I don't think I need to know. Like, I mean, 1840, first computer program ever written. Good one. So 2017. But here's what it says. Shelley is a deep learning powered AI who was raised reading eerie stories collected from Reddit, the subreddit No Sleep. Now as an adult, and not unlike Mary Shelley, her Victorian idol, she takes a bit of inspiration in the form of a random seed or a short snippet of text and starts creating stories emanating from her creepy creative mind. But what Shelley truly enjoys is to work collaboratively with humans, learning from their nightmarish ideas, creating the best scary tales ever. If you want to work with her, just respond to the stories she would start every hour on her Twitter account, and she will write with you the first AI human horror anthology ever put together. So you can read some of the stories that Shelley has done. Let's see. I'm trying to find, there was a place you could see, like, the first one. The first Shelley story. So here's the initial story by Shelley, right? This one was started by Shelley. When I heard the phone ring again, I ran to the stairs. As I was running down the stairs, I started to hear crying. I shone my phone around the corner of the staircase and saw the crying baby getting closer. I crawled over to it and kicked it as hard as I could. The crying from the stairs turned into a soft metallic sound. Wait a minute. I saw the crying baby getting closer. I crawled over to it and kicked it as hard as I could. Okay. So Shelley did a story, hashtag baby, that's about kicking the baby. And so I think if my understanding is correct, then what happens is after kicking the baby and there's a soft metallic sound, then somebody responds, like on Twitter, and then Shelley picks it up again. So the response is, I turned back towards the hallway I came from. Nothing seemed to be the same. I felt lost. Things had been moved from their place. Boy, whoever this Twitter person is like, it should be, you can find me on Twitter at @commasplice. And then Shelley comes in, and the only thing that caught my attention was the light from the hallway. At this point, I could not believe what I was seeing. I turned around and noticed that the furniture had been removed. I had to get some more visibility from the hallway. The crying got louder. I turned around and saw something moving. Then someone else. There it was again. The baby, .. He was bloody but still breathing and somehow talking to me. Manuel, it is not so easy to do away with me. You need to play with me, then I will let you go. But only after I chew your face. I stare at the baby, and then for the first time I realized the baby was me. Jesus. Shelley. Me, 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 I screamed at the top of my lungs. I turned around and saw a face moving back and forth in the baby monitor. This person is turning around. Let's see. I ran down the stairs, shown my phone. Okay, I turned a corner. I crawled over and kicked it. Turned back towards the hallway. That's two. Turned around to notice the furniture had been removed. I turned around again and saw something moving. I turned around again and saw a face moving. So there's been five times turned. This is like Shelley's big trick. Oh, there's a sixth. Well, there was a one that was the person. So Shelley's big trick seems to be I turned around. Okay, so there was a face moving in the baby monitor. This is a person. Its eyes melted, its face twisted, opening up to reveal a nightmarish scene. I stared transfixed, but the image flickered. And then Shelley says, not even a moment later, the camera shut off. Person says, I pressed the switch, but nothing happened. I looked around. In the corner, I see something that sends shivers down my spine. Shelley. It was a man. He was completely naked and white with blood on his hands. He stared at me with those big black eyes, and then he spoke. I want to show you something. Person. From his wide-open mouth, three hands emerged and caught hold of me, dragged me closer to him. Everything went black. So, yeah, I gotta say, I mean, I was pretty ready to rag on Shelley, but the things other people were saying were pretty dumb. I mean, every one of these is I turned and saw this, and then I saw this, and then I saw that. And it's like, well, what are you doing? What is happening? Why don't you run away? Why don't you do something? It's like, I turned and saw a thing. What do you mean, why don't I do something? I turned and saw it and looked at it, and it was there. And that's what I did. Should we try number two? This one has mostly Shelley, it looks like. I don't know what it is with this Manuel. Oh, this is like the same story. This is weird. It starts the same way. Okay, let's try this one. This had three participants. So when I heard the phone ring again, I ran to the stairs. As I was running down the stairs, I started to hear crying. I shone my phone around the corner of the staircase and saw the crying baby getting closer. I crawled over to it and kicked it as hard as I could. The crying from the stairs turned into a soft metallic sound. Now here's the other person. All of a sudden, there was no sound. There was pin drop silence. Oh, there you go. Then the shrill cry of the baby rattled my bones. Shelley. I could feel my shoulder shaking, and I felt like I was being stabbed in the neck and everything went black. I woke up before I could even get the courage to move. As I attempted to move my arms, I heard footsteps approaching my door. I was horrified. Person. I saw him as he walked with a axe handle in one hand and a piece of putrid flesh in the other. Ugh. Shelley's not great. In Peter's opinion. Should we try another one? Here's one that's called Pregnant. That sounds scary. So let's try this one. This had two participants. I don't know if that includes Shelley as one or not. Shelley. The doctors said that he had been bound to another hospital for some time after the doctor had called him a nurse. What? He had to restrain himself from the pain and the fact that he was determined to be injured for a month. He was a man who was pregnant, of course, so that made him more powerful. Other person, at a great cost, loosing his immortal soul to an unknown damnation just to be able to go back and change what had taken her away. And then Shelley breaks in from him. Each passing day, the baby shuddered and trembled, unable to speak. There was a time when he was so alive, so strong, so proud of his daughter that he was aware of the fact that, other person, it could be misunderstood by others. What they had was just love. Shelley, the doctor said that he was a monster, but was not aware of the person that was in control. Person. What's curious is that neither did him. The child, his child, was actually the incarnation of an old, forgotten entity. Shelley. He was not male or female. He was a demon of some sort. Shelley is interesting, because it's like, all right, if you're going to tell me he's a demon, and it's like, he's not male or female, he was a demon. I'm like, I mean, maybe buried the lead a little there. Maybe start with the demon, and then the not female or male. I mean, I kind of assume that a demon probably has, you know, gender identities that I don't understand. Person, its purpose he knew not and did not care either. Shelley, it was part of his life. Every single one of the pastors had some kind of demon. It had the same eyes, but not red. It didn't seem to be smiling. It just stared at him. After a while, the smile got wider, and the human body started to move. It looked different with a sinister grin. Person, as it approached him, a thick fog started to form. Strange, unthinkable colors filled the air, and, Shelley, a light flickered on and off. As soon as the light was off, he saw his body rise up. So that was, like, nonsensical. That was pretty bad. Except for the, he was a man who was pregnant, of course, so that made him more powerful. That part I was like, all right, now we got something, but then it just goes to shit. Let's try one more. Just looking for one that looks good, like grotesque distance, attic 2. Slit his own throat, grabbed my face. Tiny bed. Constant banging. Kid on the couch. These all sound like names for an improv group or something. Human. Ugh. Humanoid. How about black slimes? That sounds pretty good. All right. Here's one. Here's the story as started by Shelley. Let's do this one. Two participants. Shelley. They were small, but they were all scattered around the tunnel, and it was like they were not made of impossibly black slimes, and they were just looking at me as if I were, as if they were dead. I was freaked out, so I just stayed and listened to them chanting the same tune again. Person. Rhythmically chanting in unison. The slimy creatures were somehow trying to form human shapes, observing me with their tiny eyes. I realized they were trying to copy the way I look. My clothes. Oh, Virgin Mary, what are they? Shelley. Throats? I looked at them, and I saw their limbs stretching out like strings. Then they started to move. They started shaking. Person. Then they all descended from all over the tunnels, forming a straight line of perfect clones of mine. The chanting stopped all of a sudden. They were now marching forward toward the city. I tried calling 911, but there was no coverage. I must stopped white those slime monster clones before they reached civilization. I mean, at least, I guess, you know, Shelley is not great, but is at least a little more coherent than most of our participants, our human participants, which is kind of a, not so much a horrific thing as a sad state of affairs. But, you know, if you want to take that as like, ooh, isn't it scary that this is the state of our public school system? There you go. So take from that whatever fear you will. We're either teaching AI to terrify us or come off like a stupid, stupid teenager who's failing at life.